Welcome to the Organize 365 Coffee Chat. These coffee chats pop up when I have something fun or important to share with you about what is going on at the Organize 365 company. Coffee chats share time-sensitive information, so when the coffee has gone cold and the information is no longer relevant, these episodes will disappear from your podcast queue, keeping the Organize 365 podcast feed current and relevant. I think our coffee is ready. We are getting very close to our spring planning day, which means that enrollment for this round of the Productive Home Solution is coming to an end very quickly. And I wanted to let you know, one, how we already in customer service can help walk you through whether this is the right time for you, and two, how you can get a special phone call with Monique. So first of all, my going back to school and getting a PhD has really helped me get out of my online bubble, podcasting bubble, former stay-at-home mom, teacher bubbles, into whole new ecosystems of how things are done. And seeing how a university gives you information before you sign up for classes, how they orient you to classes, how they run the classes, has really helped me add better definition into the Organize 365 courses and programs, and into your experience of joining us on this learning the skill of becoming an organized person. And I have never sugarcoated the fact that learning the skill of organization is going to take some time, like at least a year, maybe 3 years. Like, this is not going to be done in a weekend or a month. And you may not be ready to undertake that kind of learning, but once you are, like once I decided that I wanted to get my PhD, I wanted to figure out what is the best plan for me, for my family, for our energy level, finances, for my company's goals. Like, I had all these variables that I was working into. When would be the best time to start? And how long would it take me to get my PhD? And what things was I willing to put on the sideline while I set out and went after this really big goal? And you probably have been thinking the same thing. Is it time for you to jump in and just start the Sunday basket and start living a proactive versus a reactive life? Or are you ready to just dive in the deep end, go all in, get hashtag all the things, and start your transformational journey of becoming an organized person? Whether it takes 1 year or 3 years, 3 years from now, you are going to be living an organized, productive life. So we might as well have started yesterday, right? But there are a lot of courses that Organize 365 offers, and all of them coordinate with each other and build on each other, and you can do them in different orders, but there is an order that is optimal, and usually there is an order that is optimal for you. Many of you have found this out by emailing customer service. When you email customer service, it's not like some helpline somewhere. It's the Organize 365 team. So it's everyone who runs all of our courses. That is customer service. It's Michelle and Monique and Tanya and Steph and Cassie. And those are the people that are inside of customer service. The same people who are leading the Sunday Basket Club and the Friday Workbox Club and Education Camp and all of those things, supporting me in planning days. So the same people who are your teachers in the course are also the people answering the emails. And so often you will send in emails to customer service and you'll say, here's my scenario. Here's my plan. What is my path forward? What should I start with first? Here's how much time, energy, resources I have to invest. How can we make this go the furthest, the fastest? And let me just tell you, Michelle has been doing this for like 5 or 6 years. She loves it. Like, when you send her an email because she's working the desk on the weekend, she's like, game on. All right, so let's make a plan. Here's how you can do this. That has always been available to you as an Organize 365 community member. I don't think I've ever really articulated that very well, but that's happening every day, all day long, inside of our customer service email. And when you email customer service and you have a question specifically for the Friday Workbox, Steph is going to answer you. If you have a question specifically for the Productive Home Solution, you know, everyone is qualified to answer you, but you're probably going to get your answer from Tanya. And if you have a question about the Sunday basket, it's going to be Monique or it's going to be Michelle, because they are in those clubs all the time. They know where you're going to hit the roadblocks. They know how much time it takes to implement these. They know what you need to know in order to make that decision of if that's going to work for you. So I was talking to Monique. Now, you should know, the team both collectively holds their breath and breathes a sigh of relief whenever I say Monique and I were talking. Because whenever Monique and I were talking, they know that that means there's going to be work on the back end for the team, because Monique and I have come up with some new amazing idea that is going to move the company forward. We are the two people in the company that are almost entirely living in the pink bubble. So we were talking and I said, Monique, here's the thing. Some people don't even know how to formulate the questions that they need inside of an email to send to customer service. But if we get to talking with them, we can help figure out, you know, how much transformation they need and in which order they want to achieve that transformation if they want to do it with Organize 365. And she said, I just need to get on the phone with them. I said, I know, Monique, but you know, if we say that you're going to get on the phone with people, it's going to be a lot of people. She's like, I know. She said, but they need it. Like, they need to know, they need to hear. I need to hear what their questions are, what their objections are, so that we can explain how they can do it. And I think that that is the biggest thing. Whenever you email customer service and one of our team members gives you the plan of action for you achieving organization and learning the skill of organization, the information isn't different. Like, there are ways for you to find out about all the Organize 365 courses and how long they take. And of course, you could do them faster or slower. All of those things. But when I would speak with the different faculty at Fielding, every time I attended a webinar or I sent in an email or I scheduled a call with my advisor, I was one step closer to becoming a PhD candidate and being someone who achieved and was conferred a PhD candidacy. And I'm still in the process. And I know that every time I watch another webinar, I just watched all of them again and worked on my application again, I am saying to myself, Lisa, it is okay. You are allowed to want to be a PhD candidate. You are worthy of putting yourself through school in your 50s. It is worth the time and investment and time away from your family and your work in order for you to do this, both personally for myself, but also for my company and for, you know, all of the research that we will do, that we will be able to disseminate out to the world and the conversations that we will be able to be a part of. And so I say the same thing to you. It is worth it for you to invest in yourself, in the future organized, productive person that you want to be. And I think the other thing that you hear when you email customer service, or if you get on the call with Monique, is that we believe in you. Like, we believe that you can learn the skill of organization. 87% of Americans believe organization is a learnable skill. We believe organization is a learnable skill, and we have the courses and the source and the community to help you do it. And it's the community. So many people say it's not the how in the courses, it's the different communities that you end up in with each of the courses of all the same people rowing their boats in the same direction for the same aim of becoming an organized person at home, at work, in their personal and in their professional life. You are capable of doing that. But sometimes we need to hear another human being listen to our story of like, yes, but these are the limitations that I'm up against. And these are the weaknesses that I inherently have. And here are the things that I have tried before where I have failed. And we will listen and we will say, yes, we see that past history. And we still believe that you are someone who can learn the skill of organization. And these courses and communities and clubs can help you get there. And specifically talking to you about, what do you feel your limitations and weaknesses are in becoming a person who can learn the skill of organization? And we can share how people just like you have started out with the same fears and the same anxiety and the same, oh my gosh, I don't know if I really want to put myself out there again. What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if it takes longer? That is normal. Those thoughts are normal. I felt that way before I applied for the PhD. I felt that way before I started my first term. I feel that way before I send in my next application for the actual PhD. Like, that's, I mean, there might be a little bit something off in us if we didn't have a hesitation, I would say. Like, there should be some hesitation because this is going to be work. Like, it's not like you could just sign up for an organized 365 thing, a magic wand gets waved, and the next day you're an organized, productive person. Like, it's school, it's course, it's work, it's learning, it's transformation. Are you ready for the transformation? And so I invite you this week to send an email to customer service and say, hey, here's my situation. Do you think this would work for me? If so, here are the courses I'm looking at. Could you rank order these courses for, you know, the biggest impact? Should I sign up for them all now? Or should I just, you know, do one per term? What have you seen will be the most successful for me in the tens of thousands of people who have done this before me that have similar life stories to us? You know, when I do the in-person paper organizing retreats, I always ask you how you found out about Organize 365, how far you drove to get to a paper organizing retreat. And then at the end, I ask you to please be a guest on the Wednesday podcast. And most people say to me, but I'm not done yet. I'm not a finished product yet. I don't feel like I'm done organizing, so I can't be a guest on the Wednesday podcast. And I say, no, you need to share your story. You need to share your story as you're in process of getting organized so that more people can see an example of what it takes to get organized. Like, the Wednesday podcast episodes are awesome because people share where they are in their journey of getting organized. And you see a little bit of yourself in every one of those stories, just like you see a little bit of yourself in my story. We all have similar stories, and yet all of our stories are just a little bit different. And when you are sitting at home and you are deciding if you are or are not going to learn about the skill of organizing, and if you are or are not going to enroll in the Productive Home Solution this round, you feel like you're all alone, because you are all alone as you're making that decision in your house outside of the community. But the minute that you join the Sunday Basket, the Productive Home Solution, the Paper Solution, the Friday Workbox, you not only get access to the online dashboard, which is going to teach you the practical skills, but you get access to the community of people who are also doing the same thing, because you are not alone. You are in a community of people who are all having success and having little mini failures and saying, that's okay, I'm going to keep going. And inside of the community, you get more suggestions and helpful advice about how to keep going and encouragement. And there's no negativity. Like, I hesitate to even say it because it just seems like it can't be true. In this world where we see so much negativity and so much sensationalization of all of the bad that can happen, to be in an environment where everything is good and positive and proactive and encouraging and motivating is surreal, to be honest. And once you're part of that community and you start in the Sunday Basket and you see how everybody's positive in there, and then you join another group, you're like, well, can they all be this positive? Can they all be this encouraging? Can they all be this motivating? And the answer is yes. And the reason why the answer is yes is because of you. Because you are that community and you are that bright spot in so many people's lives where they are in the middle of sometimes the worst seasons of their lives, and they just cannot even see how this is someday going to be a more positive, bright, hopeful future. And yet in the Organized 365 community, it's like always sunny and 70. It's like, it is just an amazing, amazing place. So if you need to physically talk to someone, email customer service, share your ideas. We're going to respond to your email, and then schedule a call with Monique. Just say, I need to talk to Monique for 10 minutes. I need to talk to someone for 10 minutes just to make sure that I really am in the right place and time to take advantage of the opportunity of learning the skill of organizing. And I'm just going to say you are. Like, you are. Let me just tell you, not you guys, but how many people throughout the years have said there's no way that you should get a PhD? Like, even a really close friend who just got their PhD. I was like, okay, I want to do this. And they just got theirs. And I was like, okay, explain how hard it was. And they explained how hard it was. And I said, if you had it to do over again, would you do it? And they were like, no, I would not do it. And I do not counsel you to do it. Like, it was arduous. It was hard. It was terrible. Like, I'm kind of glad I did it, but like, it's too close. Like, I can't even contemplate you doing it. And I was like, I hear you, and I'm doing it anyway. And I think that we need more examples of people who are doing it anyway. Like, you're not going to have all the answers. You're not going to know everything. You don't know how this is going to turn out. You don't know if there are going to be family or work events that are going to come up in the next, you know, couple of months or a year that are going to derail you from your goals. Newsflash, there probably are, because that's just life. But we're going to keep on and we're going to keep going. So I was in the last class of this term, and my professor said that someone said to her, you know, why are you going to get a clinical psychology degree? It's going to take 5 years. You know, it's going to be so much time. And she said to them, well, I'm going to spend the time anyway. Like, the time is going to pass anyway. And then 5 years from now, I'll have a clinical psychology PhD. Now, I'm going for a general psychology PhD, so mine should be three to 3.5 years. But I'm going to say to you, the time is going to pass anyway. Like, the next 120 days are going to pass, and we'll open and close enrollment for the Productive Home Solution again. Like, the time is going to pass anyway. So when the summer is over, do you want to have started on your journey of getting your whole house organized with the Productive Home Solution? Or do you want to not, and join us in the fall, or join us the next time, or the next time, or the next time? So we are here. We are here to answer your questions in customer service and to phone you if you need a phone call, because we believe in you. And we know, just as you know, the organization is a learnable skill. The Organize 365 courses, community, clubs, and physical products are the answer to help you learn that skill. And we know that you can do it. So we would love for you to join us. The email is customerservice@organize365.com.